Hi, this is the Feldenkrais podcast, and we'll be doing an awareness and movement lesson, a Feldenkrais lesson. For this lesson, you'll need two books. They should be large books, maybe like a Dr. Seuss book, something that is pretty large and kind of thin. You wouldn't want a big dictionary, but so look around for a couple of similar books, if you can have the same book. Or a similar book, get two books, and then let's begin on our back. So notice your contact with the floor. Observe how you lie here. You might have your legs long, or you might have both knees bent. So get a sense of yourself and the area of space you take up in the room. And the surface of your back that makes contact with the floor. What areas touch? What areas are lifted away? Get a sense of that as you rest here on your back. And listen to your breath as well. Get a sense of the rhythm of your breath. And please take one of the books and place the book on the palm of your hand. And with the book resting on the palm of your hand, observe, as we did a moment ago, what surface area of the hand makes contact with the book. So you can rest the book with the palm of your hand facing the ceiling and the book right on top of that. So your elbow can rest on the floor. And observe, what parts of the hand make contact with the book? What area of the pads of the fingers touch the book? The heel of the hand, does it touch the book? Is there an arch area under the palm of the hand that's lifted away? Or are there areas under the joints or between the joints that are lifted away from the book? And then play with straightening the arm so that the elbow straightens and then the elbow bends. So the hand and the book are moving toward the ceiling a bit and then moving away from the ceiling. So just begin this movement of extending the arm and bending the arm. And notice, is there a changing contact that the hand makes with the book? And play with taking the book a little to the right and a little to the left, and just see, can you keep that contact of the hand with the book, right? And maybe even make a circle, right? Maybe circle the book. So make a movement of circling the hand with the book on the hand. Basically, the book stays parallel to the floor and parallel to the ceiling. Change direction of the circle, and just play with moving the book in space. Where can you take the book? And what's it like if you have your eyes closed? What's it like to have your eyes closed as you move the book through space? How much bend do you have in the elbow? When do you straighten the elbow? Right? Is it more difficult with the eyes closed? Okay, so leave that alone. Rest the book on the floor. Let your arms rest on the floor. Either straighten your legs or keep your knees bent. But take a break. Notice if there's some difference lying here. Is there some change in the contact with the floor? Maybe there's a difference in how the right arm lies compared to the left arm. You may feel something in the right shoulder or the right shoulder blade compared to the left shoulder or shoulder blade. There might be more contact in one part of the back or in the two sides of the pelvis. There might be a discrepancy in the weight bearing as you lie like this. So please take hold of your book again, one of your books, and this time bend your right knee, so your right knee's over your chest. Place the sole of the foot toward the ceiling and place the book on the sole of the foot. So go ahead and stand the, just place the book on top of the foot, the sole of the foot, so that it's even as much as you can. Rest the book comfortably in the middle of your foot. So now the book's balancing on your foot. And play with this idea of, see if you can place all five toes on the book. Can every toe touch the book? Can the toes separate and rest on the book? Or notice, is one or two or several of the toes lifted away from the book? So see about separating your toes a bit and then placing each toe on the book. Remember what it was like to have all your fingers on the book. And what is it like to have your toes on the book? Are they able to can each toe touch the book? And as you continue playing with pressing and touching the toes to the book, begin to notice, compared to the hand, how much of the foot touches the book? Are there areas beneath some of the toes that are lifted? How much of the arch is lifted away from the foot? What areas of the foot make contact with the book? And begin to play with bending the knee so that the book comes lower toward the floor, and when you straighten the knee, the book moves higher toward the ceiling. Right? As much as you can, keep the book parallel to the floor, parallel to the ceiling, and as much as you can, keep all the toes pressing on the book. See if you can keep that contact of the toes touching the book as you play with this movement of bending and straightening the knee, playing with moving the book in space, and even begin to bend the right knee out to the side so that your right knee comes toward the floor a little bit. So bend the right knee, let the right knee come toward the floor on the right side of you, and then straighten the leg again. When you bend the right knee, you can press with the left foot and feel the pelvis can roll to the right, and it makes it easier for the right knee to come toward the floor. All the while, your foot stays parallel to the floor. Notice there's a rotational movement. The book turns and rotates around itself as the right knee comes toward the floor, and then it rotates back in the other direction. Play with that. The book rotates in the direction of the pinky toe. It rotates outward as the right knee comes toward the floor, and then the whole foot rotates inward toward the big toe as you straighten the leg again. Play with that, rotating the leg outward, bending the right knee, rotating the leg inward as you straighten the leg. So just feel what happens, that the ankle does something, the knee does something, the hip joint does something, all the while the toes connect to the book. And gently explore this idea, pushing with the left foot to roll the pelvis toward the right. Take the book off your foot and take a rest on your back. Notice your connection with the floor now. Is there something changing in how you're resting here, in the way your right leg lies on the floor? Is there a difference in the foot that's turned out? Is one foot turned out more than the other foot, or is one leg heavier than the other leg? Get a sense of yourself lying here. Maybe there's a difference you can discern in the connection the pelvis makes with the floor, or something about your breathing that's different. Get a sense of that. Once again, bend both knees, stand both feet. Place the book on the right foot. And see about placing all five toes on the book. See if that's a little clearer how to do that. So separate the toes and place each of the toes on the book. See if you can keep all five toes connected to the book as you play around with bending the right knee a little bit and straightening the right knee. And now take the right leg. You can have it bent or straight, whatever your preference is, but begin to take the book, the leg, the foot to the right and to the left. So the leg waves in the air. It goes toward the right and it goes toward the left. Now to go to the right, you're going to feel that you press through your left foot to roll your pelvis to the right a bit. And then if you press your foot to roll the pelvis to the left, the right hip lifts a little bit and you can roll and take the leg to the left. So play with taking the leg from right to left and utilize the left foot on the floor to power the movement of propelling the leg to the right and the left. You'll notice when the right foot moves to the left that the left knee falls open to the side. When you take the right leg to the right, the left foot standing and pressing through so that the left hip can lift. Maybe as you press through the left foot, as the right foot moves toward the floor on the right side, maybe your left hip can lift a little bit more, so you're rolling onto the right hip. So play with that many times, rolling the pelvis, rolling to the right side of the pelvis, leaning weight on the right side of the pelvis, to take the right foot toward the right. The whole time, the sole of the foot's oriented toward the ceiling and the book is resting on the foot. So see where can you take the right foot? How far away from you? How straight can the leg be? How bent can the leg be? Where can you take the foot, keeping the book on top of it? You'll notice that the book probably will fall at different times. So place the book back on the foot and just continue this exploration. How about taking the book over your head? Right, take the book over the head. Take it down towards your feet, back toward over your head, but be prepared to catch the book if it falls. And don't let it fall on your face. Play with taking the book to the left, to the right of yourself, and feel that you have to do something in the ankle to keep the book parallel to the floor and the ceiling. So when you roll the pelvis to the right, when the right leg goes to the right, you have to bend the ankle so that the book can stay parallel. Play with that. Play with bending the ankle, keeping all the toes on the foot. Right? So as you take the book right and left, it's really about the use of the ankle, keeping the ankle mobile so the book, no matter where you place the book, the book stays parallel to the floor and the ceiling. Right? And as you're doing this, as much as you can, have all five toes resting connected to the book. And take a rest. Leave it alone. Observe how you make contact with the floor as you rest on your back. Can you feel differences in how you rest here and the parts of yourself making contact as you lie on the floor? And once again, bend your knees, stand your feet. Place the book on the sole of the right foot and see about placing all five toes on the book. See if this is getting a little easier. And this time play with flexing and extending the ankle a bit. So with all five toes flat on the book, bend and extend the ankle a bit. So you flex and extend the ankle, keeping contact with all the toes. As you flex the foot, you may find that some of your toes want to lift. See if you can keep them in contact as you flex the foot. And observe, listen, observe, look at the shape of your foot. What happens, right, when you flex the foot? Does the arch move toward the sole of the foot, or can the arch stay lifted as you flex the foot? Right. So we're playing with what you do with the foot, the ankle, the leg, the knee, and then add to that, as you flex the foot, bend the knee as well, and keep all five fingers on the, all five toes on the book. So you bend the ankle, as you bend the knee, and make a circle. Circle the foot, so you're making a circle, keeping the toes in contact with the floor, observing what you do in the ankle, what do you do with the hip. Feel that the pelvis is rolling in a circle as well, so you're circling the book above you. Right, the foot, the book is resting on the foot, and the book is parallel to the floor and the ceiling. So you're circling the book round and round on the foot. And as you continue making the circle, you'll notice that the pelvis makes the same circle on the floor beneath you. Change direction, go in the other direction, and listen to what you have to do in the ankle as you do this. Right? What do you do in the hip joint? When does the knee bend? When does the knee straighten? Right? There's a lot of ways to do this. You can do it with more bend in the knee or less bend in the knee. Play with the different options. And if the book ever falls down, once again, place it back up on the foot. And take a rest from it. Observe your contact with the floor. What's different about the right leg compared to the left leg? See if you can sense what's changing about how you lie here. What's changing about the organization of the leg or the hip or the back? Is there something about the right side of the back compared to the left side of the back? So now go ahead and place the book on the left foot and have your right knee bent, right foot standing, and play with moving the left foot, right, bending the left knee a bit, straightening the left knee a bit, and really see about placing all five toes on the book. Having all five toes in contact with the book. And notice, is it easier on this foot or is it less easy? There's likely to be a difference. Right? There's likely to be a difference in how you use this foot and the possibilities this foot has, the habits this foot has. So play with this. Play with placing, separating the toes, placing each of the toes on the book. And then begin to bend the knee, right? Bend the knee so the book comes toward the floor, and then straighten the knee as the book moves toward the ceiling. So the book's parallel to the floor and the ceiling, and As you bend the knee, it moves toward the floor. As you straighten the knee, it moves toward the ceiling. See if you can keep it parallel with all five toes touching the book. Although, as you bend the knee, do you feel the tendency for the toes to lift away from the book? And now bend the knee outward a bit, so the knee turns outward as the book descends. So there's a rotational movement of the leg. The whole leg rotates outward. The toes turn outward. And then as you straighten the knee, the leg rotates inward and the leg straightens. So rotate the leg outward to bend the knee out to the side. And then rotate the leg inward to straighten the leg. So play with rotating the leg outward as you bend the knee. And then add to that, press through the right foot to bring the left knee toward the floor, and then straighten the leg as you rotate the leg inward. So play with how the ankle bends, feel how the knee bends, how the hip joint bends. Play with that as you keep the book balanced on the foot, on the sole of the foot. Just like we had the book balanced on the hand, a lot easier like this. What's it like to do this movement with the eyes closed? Right, so without seeing the book, without seeing the foot, can you feel what the ankle, what the foot, what the knee, what the hip does to keep the book balanced on the foot? And as you push through the right foot, the right hip lifts. That allows the left knee to bend and brings the left knee toward the floor on the left side of you a bit. And then straighten the knee, rotate the book and the foot inward. Play with this, descending the book, ascending the book. So the knee bends and straightens. The leg rotates outward as the knee bends. The leg rotates inward as the knee straightens. Keeping the toes on the book. And a few times, place your right foot in the air and see if you could just transfer the book without using your hands. Could you just transfer the book back onto your right foot? Right? Use your left foot to transfer the book. So now the book's resting on the right foot again. And then bend the knee and straighten the leg. And bend the knee and straighten the leg. And then again, transfer the book. So now you have both feet in the air, both feet are on the book, and you're moving the book, transferring it from the right foot back to the left foot, using your feet. Okay, then once the book is resting again on the left foot, bend the knee out to the side, play with that a bit. And then take your other book and place your other book on your right foot. So now you have a book on each foot. The knees might be bent, the knees might be straight, but just play with bending one knee a bit more and then straightening it, and then bending one knee a bit more and straightening it. Get a sense of, as you bend one knee, feel that the weight shifts on the pelvis. The knee that bends takes more weight. The leg that straightens takes less weight. Every time you bend the knee, feel that the opposite leg moves toward the ceiling. So explore moving, bending your knees, balancing the books on the feet. Right? Maybe take one foot to the right and to the left, and then take the other foot under it or over it. You could circle the books around each other. See where you can, how far apart can you separate the books from each other, right? How wide can you take your legs apart and then come back? Feel the adjustments that the ankles have to make to keep the books flat on the feet. Right. And can you keep your breath even? Can you take your books overhead? Right, so your pelvis lifts a bit into the air. How far away from you towards your feet can you take the book? Take one out to the side as you roll onto one side or onto the other side. Really play with all the places you can take the books. Get a sense of your breathing. And every time a book falls, just place it back on the feet and just continue. Go ahead and take one book off the foot, take the other foot off the book. Rest on your back. Notice what's happening in the pelvis. What do you observe about how the legs rest on the floor? What's different in the abdomen? The contact with the back and the surface, the floor surface, as you lie like this. Feel what differences you're creating with this exploration. And one last time, put both books on the feet, so bend the knees, place the two books on the feet. And see about rolling onto one side and rolling onto the other side. So you just come toward rolling on the side without losing the books and rolling onto the other side. So you bring one knee toward the floor and then you bring the other knee toward the floor, but this time your other leg's in the air. And see if you can do that, keeping both feet, both books in the air, parallel to the floor and to the ceiling. So you're rolling onto one side to some degree, and then you're rolling on the other side to some degree. And really arranging your hips and moving and adjusting your ankles so the books stay parallel as you're dynamically rolling from one side to the other. Play with that. Explore that. So you're moving and you're taking the books in different directions from side to side. And take a rest. Lie on your back. Take the books off your feet. Bend both knees, stand your feet, and just place the book on one of the feet and just see, is it a little bit easier now to place all five toes on the book? Is it a little easier to separate the toes and place each of them on the book? Is it easier to do that? And just see about bending the knee and straightening the leg. Can you keep the foot in contact with the book a little better? Is it a little clearer, right? Maybe transfer the book to the other foot without your hands and try the same thing on this foot. Is it a little bit better? Has something improved or changed? Observe that. Rest the book on the floor and observe yourself on your back. Observe the parts of your back and shoulders, your hips. Right, what touches the floor, and observe if there's some difference in the weight distribution as you rest here. Get a sense of your breathing. So there's a lot more to this lesson, but this is something to explore and play around with. It's a lot of fun, and it actually gives a lot of agility and improves balance and comfort and ease. So let's observe what differences there are, how this affects sitting and standing and walking. So when you're ready, roll to your side, bring yourself to sitting, Observe, how does your pelvis sit on the floor? What support does the pelvis give you as you sit now? Has something improved in sitting? And when you are ready, go ahead and roll all the way up to standing. Rest your feet on the floor. Sense the connection the feet make to the floor and feel what difference there is in your ability to stand upright. Where is your horizon now? How do you hold your chest or your shoulders? Do the arms hang differently? Get a sense of your posture. Is there an improvement in your posture? Right. What's different in standing or breathing? Take it into walking. Observe your walking, the movement of your pelvis in walking, in moving through space. Just continue to observe differences, improvements maybe. And we'll continue. We'll do another lesson next week. So this is Feldenkrais San Diego. And please come to the website, which is FeldenkraisSD.com. And it would be wonderful if you would like the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Feldenkrais San Diego. So there are links and resources on the website, FeldenkraisSD.com, and on the Facebook page, Feldenkrais San Diego. So thanks, and enjoy the lesson.